Welcome to Scaling the Gap, the podcast for leaders who refuse to settle. I'm Madeline McRae, CEO and co-founder of ProQ. Here, we cut through the noise to tackle the real challenges of scaling your business while staying true to your purpose. Every episode brings candid conversations, proven strategies, and the kind of insights that don't just inform, they ignite action. If you're ready to stop talking about impact and start making it, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to do something that I don't usually do. So for those of you who are listening to the show for the very first time, you're going to catch us on an episode that we're going to do something wildly different than what we usually do. And for those of you who have been loyal listeners, I am so excited to share this little different approach with you today. So in celebration of our 75th episode, I am going to fly solo. No guest, me just freewheeling stuff that I've been asked about so many times that I felt like, you know what? It's time to share this with our audience. It's time just to lay things open and to put things out here so that you understand what this podcast is all about. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know that my one non-negotiable question to our amazing, incredible guests who give us their time, who give us their stories, who share their hardest, most challenging moments with us, and also share those beautiful, unexpected delights along the way is always, do you consider yourself to be successful? And the reason why I chose that as the flagship question for this podcast, Scaling the Gap, is because I really wanted to open up the conversation of success, to have a conversation around success that most other people aren't having. Because I remember a time when I measured success in money. It was in dollars and cents. And I will never forget when I heard a speaker say that having a number in your bank account that makes you feel successful is a poverty mindset. And that snapped me out of that thinking and allowed me to see how embracing success in a broader perspective is such a massive empowerment. Money shines on the good and the bad alike. You can have ill-gotten gains for absolutely sure. You can make money, but it's not really great money because it costs you too much to make it, in which case you're not making any profit. Those vanity metrics, those top-line revenue numbers without any solid profit numbers are meaningless. The money you make in your business has to be measured by the money you keep in your business. And it's not out of some sort of avarice or greed or something like that. It's out of a desire to serve. You cannot be there in the long haul for your team, for your family, for your customers if you rob yourself of your profit. If you run a business into the ground, that business is going to close its doors and you're going to become one of those sad statistics that fails in 5 years or under, and you're not going to be able to fill the greater purpose of your business. I want you to really think back. Why did you start your business? What motivated you to say, you know what, I'm going to do this on my own, or I'm going to purchase this franchise, or I'm going to buy this business from someone else? Why did you do it? I don't think it was to live on the brink of disaster, to hardly survive, to be chained to your desk 24/7, to never be able to take a vacation, to always be late for all of your kids' events, or not to be able to show up at all. No one starts a business or engages as a business owner with those intentions in mind. What ends up happening is we see other people succeeding and we think, yeah, I could do that. And you underestimate just how hard it's going to be. And the capacity to work through those challenges, to be able to adapt to the changing environment in which you find yourself, is what separates the really highly successful from those who struggle. It is absolutely normal to be challenged in your business. It is absolutely normal for there to be some friction as you grow. It is absolutely normal to be forced to change. We say in our company all the time, so the company that I own is called ProQ Systems. You can find us online, proqsystems.com. And we exist to help small business owners just like you in the $1 to maybe $7 million range grow past $10 million, grow past their current plateau and get to that $10, $15, $20, $25 million if you so desire it. If you want to take your $1 million business and make it a $5 million business, Amen. Hallelujah. We can help you do that too. But what we talk about all the time with people who are considering working with us is that businesses have predictable breakpoints. And what a breakpoint is a stall out point. It's a point where you don't seem to be able to gain the same type of traction you used to be able to have, where your growth slows down, or maybe you start going backwards, or you kind of churn, you stay at the same revenue range for a long period of time. And those, I'm going to rattle them off for you right now. They're $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, and $25 million. Now, it's not like it's skinny little teeny tiny line, and if you land on that number, then you're stuck and that's that. It's not that at all. It is a band. Like, your $1 million stuck point might be 1.5, might be 1.2, might be 800,000. And your $10 million stuck point might go as high as 15 million, because the next break point after that is 25 million. And when you find yourself at one of those breakpoints and you're struggling to kind of figure out, what do I need to do to get through to the next level? What that is telling you is not that you've built a bad business. Not at all. That is a lie. That is a lie. That is a lie. It's telling you that you've built a perfect business for that size and scale. You've built a great $2 million business, and maybe you can't figure out how, for the life of you, how to break past 2.3. Great news. There is a system. There is a structure. We absolutely can help you do it. And there is going to be a level of transformation required. You can hustle your way to $1 million, maybe even a couple $1 million if you have a high average sales point price. You are never going to hustle your way to 5, 10, 15 million. It doesn't work. You can't just keep doing more of the same thing and expect suddenly a radically different outcome. If you are at any of those breakpoints, again, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, and then jumping up to $25 million, if you are at a breakpoint, what you are being told is that your business is perfectly designed for the level you've reached, and you are going to have to transform in order to get to that next level. You're going to need new systems. You're going to need new processes. You're going to have to look at the whole structure of your business. But what I want to tell you the most is that the thing that's going to change the absolute most is you. If you listen to the show, you've heard it from guest after guest after guest after guest that they themselves had to grow, had to change, had to adjust their leadership, had to adjust their mindset, had to look at their business through a different lens, had to lean in for the support of a community, had to lean in for support with a coach, with a consultant, something like a firm like ProQ. It is absolutely normal that you don't know how to build your business into that next level of success. But when it's happening to you, when it's happening in your own business, it doesn't feel good, and it certainly doesn't feel normal. You're used to looking out at what other businesses are doing and feeling like, what the heck? Like, if they can do it, how come I can't? What's wrong with me? And if you approach your life, your business, with a what's wrong with me question, you're going to have garbage in, garbage out. That is a profoundly disempowering question. Ask yourself something more empowering. What's beautiful here? Where can we build from? Who's doing it better? Where are they going for support? It is wild to interview successful client after successful client after successful client, and there are almost none that I have interviewed on this show and in all of my years of small business growth that say they did it without any help. That's not a reality. You don't know what you don't know. Yes, you can learn in books. Yes, you can go to seminars. But having someone standing there right beside you in the moment, giving you help and support, it's just priceless. It's priceless. And if it's something that you're pondering and considering, I want you to really take action on it. Don't drag your feet, because it can be the absolute game changer. So that capacity to really look at success, to really look at what it actually feels like, what it actually looks like in the hard, ugly, messy parts of growing a business, is one of the reasons that I created this show in the first place. The other reason was to give small business owners who wouldn't necessarily have an opportunity to get on a podcast like this the chance to shine. So if you are a small business owner, you have to have at least $1 to $2 million of annual revenue. And if you've done way more, great. But that's kind of our low cutoff. That's where we got to do, because I'm not going to have people talking about success who haven't broken through any of those success barriers yet, right? That wouldn't be fair to you as a listener. But if you are a small business owner who has a multi-million dollar business and you want to be featured, this is for you. This is your opportunity to shine. We had one of our guests who shared her episode with her family, and she had had family members who just didn't want anything to do with the business. And especially she had a couple kids who just, she thought they'd want to be involved and they didn't. And she shared her episode with them and they said, "Oh my gosh, Mom, we didn't realize what a badass you were and what a cool business you built." And one of her sons came back and asked her to find a place for him in the business because he really wanted to be part of the legacy of their family business. Oh my gosh. Could that have touched my heart more deeply? I don't think so, right? That in and of itself is worth having you on the show. So don't think that you don't have anything valuable to give. I'm sure you do. I work with first-time guests all the time. And if you're wondering if maybe, just maybe, just maybe you want to come on the show, reach out to me, madeline@proqsystems.com, and I'll put my email in the show notes. Reach out to me and request to be a guest. I would be delighted to share your story. Putting you in the spotlight, putting small business owners, the people that our economy is built on, the businesses that whole communities rely on for their livelihood, is one of my passions. I love small business owners, and I think that the gritty, tenacious go-getterness that you all bring to the table, and I'm part of you too, is something really, really special. In ProQ, it's one of our bold ambitions that we help more, a statistically significant number of business owners, more of them break through that $10 million barrier. Now, maybe you don't want to grow a $10 million business. No worries. You don't have to. But we want you to have the business you desire to have. So creating the spotlight for small business owners just like you to share their story, to share their struggles, to share their joys, and to get that out into their communities was a core driver. Being able to broaden the success story and to give you, as you grow and build your business and you have all of those harsh experiences, a little bit more context, a little bit more support, encouragement, inspiration to keep on going in the difficult times and those challenging moments, right? My dad always used to say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So I want you to be part of that tough people who get going when things get tough in your business, because it's not the end of the story, right? It's just the moment of challenge that allows a transformation that lets you get to where you want to really, really grow. And the third reason was to bring incredible people from large companies who serve small businesses just like yours, whether they're from franchise brands or they're from service providers or they're complementary pros, to bring their wisdom to the table too. There are so many incredible, incredible individuals who devote their lives, their passion, their businesses in service of small business owners just like you. And I wanted a chance to share them with you. I've had the joy and the delight of interfacing with incredible individuals throughout my building up my business, throughout my corporate career, and even before that, before I even got into my corporate career. And I really wanted the chance to do all of those things in this show. So I wanted to pause and honor the show on our 75th episode drop by just freewheeling a little bit this with you, sharing my heart, sharing the purpose behind the show, inviting you, if you're a small business owner, multi-million dollar small business owner, to come on into the show and be interviewed and share your story. We're starting to develop quite the waiting list, so act now so that you can get your episode in this year. And also to think about where, oh where, are you considering the success paradigm in your own story? The one question I always ask is, do you consider yourself to be successful? And I thought that I would answer that question for you on my own behalf. So if you were to ask me, Madeline, do you consider yourself to be successful? There would have been many, many, many years where I would have choked over my words. I would have really wanted to say yes, and I would have also felt compelled to say no. because I am always looking at the road ahead. I'm a true entrepreneur. I see the vision, I see the road ahead, and I so often forget to take those victory laps, to enjoy how far I've come, to look at what I've built. And I want to share a really vulnerable story with you from my business building that I very rarely share. Actually, I don't know that I've ever shared it before. So I wanted to share this story with you just to give you some insight on how dramatically the answer to that "do you feel successful" question has transformed for me over the last 8 to 10 years. So if you rewind back to my corporate days, that was about 12 years, which is about a 5-year career. So 12 to 17 years ago, I was highly successful. I was the most quickly promoted person in the history. I was working for a company called Somfy Systems. In their North American history, I became a member of the executive leadership team. I was the youngest member of the executive leadership team after only 18 months of employment in the company. And it was a fantastic journey. I loved it. And I really made the conscious decision to devote my life to my career at that stage of my career. At the end of that business, at that time in corporate, I had my beautiful son and I took an extended maternity leave, and Somfy and I parted paths very amicably. And that next year after me leaving Somfy was quite a tumultuous year in my life. My son's father and I started to have some rockiness in our relationship. There were some really significant personal challenges that he went through that deeply affected our lives. And by the end of that year, I had decided to take a long break from our relationship, spend some time at home with my family, and I had started my little consulting firm with the intention of helping small business owners learn the secrets of the most successful, because I'd spent a decade gathering all those secrets, and that's what I set out to do about 10 years ago. But it was a very, very difficult time in my life. I had thrown all of my financial resources into that relationship. I had purchased a home. I had invested into his business. I had done so many things that I was starting with a pretty low bank account balance, and I was allowing the business to fuel my own success. But the problem was, is that my then ex-boyfriend and his girlfriend were living in my home and not paying me a dime. And everything was in my name, and it was whittling away all the profit of the business that I had started. And even though things were starting to gain momentum in the business, I personally wasn't seeing any fruit of that money. There was one day I was actually living in my childhood home with my parents. They were wonderfully supportive, and I will always be thankful for that period. When my mom called me and she asked me to pick up diapers for my son on the way home. And I was like, oh, sure, no problem. I opened up my bank account and the balance, my friends, was negative. This is almost 9 years ago. It was a negative bank account balance, and I needed to pick up diapers for my son. What was that going to be like? I was devastated. To say that I cried would be an understatement. I balled up into a little ball underneath my desk and I sobbed my eyeballs out in my little private office in a co-working space in Dearborn, Michigan. And I just didn't know what I was going to do. But again, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So I was like, all right, let's make it rain. Got to land another contract. Got to find another client. Who can I serve? Where can I serve? And I continued to put my head down and to work. The rest of that day, I gathered myself together, had a nice strong cup of coffee, and pulled it together and decided to make something happen. Well, wouldn't you know it? My mom calls me a little bit later in the day. She said, oh, we were having a chit chat about something. And I didn't have the nerve to tell her I didn't have the money. They were already doing so much for me. Like, I could not bring myself to acknowledge to her that I didn't even have the money to buy diapers when the business has been doing pretty well. There was a secret siphon. It wasn't a secret to her, but there was this little siphoning off all of my profit into the life that I had left. She casually said, oh, by the way, Maddie, just letting you know, I picked up diapers and I was at the store, so don't buy anymore. By the time you buy them, he'll be grown out of them by the time we get through all of them, so don't worry about it. She had no idea in that moment what a massive gift her casual little, oh, I was already at the grocery store, so it was easy and I did it, was for me. It bought me a little bit of breathing room. And you know, I landed another client and I did what I had to do and I worked and I made it happen. And from that moment forward, things started to build. things started to grow. I started to build a really nice consulting firm and always kept it what I would say small and lucrative. And I resolved some of the personal issues I had and I leaned in to therapy and to healing and to personal growth work, a lot of which is actually detailed in my book, The Tenacious Pursuit of Peace, Where to Go When Success is Not Enough. Fantastic read, if I do say so myself. Grab yourself a copy. But that was a huge, huge pivotal moment for me because never had I ever in all of my crazy days been that financially broke. Never had I ever been in a place of need where I did not have the financial resources to cover essential needs of my family. It was so challenging a time of my life. And I never went there again. I never have ever, thank to the Lord, knock on wood, gone there again. Because I was able to recognize what was taking me down that very troubled path. And I was able to heal, to make corrective action, and to change and to go forward. My friends, metamorphosis is hard. Change is hard. It was not some easy, pleasant path for me either. It was filled with challenge. It was filled with me having to address woundedness in my own heart that I didn't want to address. It was filled with so many things. But the fruit of all of that has been so delightful. Now, fast forward to the last couple of years. 2 years ago, I took my small lucrative consulting firm and merged it with a business partner, Thomas McDonald, to create what is now ProQ Systems. It was one of those 1+1=11 partnerships. I had pieces he needed. He had pieces I needed, philosophically aligned, and everything came together. Today, I live in my dream house with a successful organization, a bunch of employees, fantastic clients, seeing incredible rewards. And I'm easily able to cover the needs of my family, to be generous to the people I love, and to pour back into causes that are meaningful to me. So if you were to ask me today, Madeline, do you consider yourself to be successful? I would say abso-frickin-lutely. I sure do. And it's been going on for many years because I had a consultant once that I was working with. She's actually a writing coach, and I was in the process of writing my first book. And she said to me one day, she said, Madeline, remember, you're wealthy in everything that matters. And recognizing that I am wealthy in everything that matters allowed me to let go of the tension around financial wealth and to invite in all the joy and all the delight that I had and all of the other non-financial ways in which I'm massively wealthy. And what that letting go allowed was to allow financial wealth also to find its place in my life. If you are still measuring success in money, remember, money is the poorest measure of success. You can get money and not be successful. You can win the lottery. It doesn't make you successful. It makes you wealthy. But what if you were wealthy in the things that matter the most? And yes, of course, also financially. But when you can transform your perspective, when you can look at how far you have come, when you can acknowledge the journey that you have been on, and when you can consistently choose to take steps in a congruent direction to who you want to become and where you want to go, you can start to count yourself as successful. I would say to younger Madeline, when she was crying because she couldn't afford diapers for her beautiful son, and she felt embarrassed, and she felt a little bit stressed out for sure, and she didn't know what she was going to do about it, I would say the moment that you decide not to let that be how you live your life, the moment you decide like, nope, never again, let's do what we need to do, in that very moment, even then, I was successful. The money wasn't in my pocket yet. The money was in the negative place in my pocket. But that's not the only measurement of success. I was so abundantly supported. I had loving parents who were there for me, who wanted to be there for me. I had incredible clients. I had all of my smarts. I had my connections. I had my capacity. I had so many supporters along the way that I was wealthy already then, in so many ways that mattered more than money. So that's what I wanted to leave you with today. If you are in a place of your journey where it feels a little bit embarrassing, and kind of shameful. And you are like, oh gosh, know that when I say I've been there, I really, really mean it. I don't know how many people would share like, oh, by the way, there was a point in my life where I did not have money to buy diapers for my son. That's a hard thing to say out loud, to acknowledge as a parent. That's a hard thing to say. And as a business owner, but I overcame that. And it was even harder for me because I had been so highly successful before that. And I had poured so many resources into the life that I ended up leaving. And then I poured a lot of resources into starting my business. I didn't know what I didn't know. And I didn't give myself enough runway. It's going to take longer than you think. It's going to cost a little more than you think. But keep the faith. Continue to move forward. Be the person you want to become today. And success will be magnetized to you. All right, my friends, make this a powerful day ahead. Cannot wait to join you on our next episode with a fantastic, fantastic guest you're absolutely going to love. Make today a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to Scaling the Gap. If today's episode inspired you or sparked an idea, I'd love to hear about it. If you're an ambitious leader with a story to share, visit proqsystems.com, click on Media and Events, then select Podcast to apply to be our guest. We'd love to spotlight your journey. Also, don't forget to follow the show and leave us a review to help bring more transformative insights to leaders just like you. You can also connect with me, Madeline McCray, on LinkedIn for more conversations, access to our exclusive tools and resources. Until next time, keep scaling your impact and building a legacy that matters.